This morning we talk about investing and we look at the basics surrounding investing. And to unpack that for us, we're joined on the line by Ziad Chotia, who is a financial planner. Ziad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, how are you?
Very well, and yourself?
Allah shukr.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
In simple words, when we talk about investing, what does it really mean to invest?
Okay, so any individual, if you have excess capital, you're looking at getting a return out of it. So basically investments, you're considering making money work for you, but you don't need to physically do the work yourself. So basically it's excess capital.
Brother Ziad, so you know, what are the various options that a person has when it comes to investing all that money that he has?
So if you look at the different asset classes, in simple terms, what an asset class is, a person has only four things that he could invest money into. One is in the equities, which is on the stock exchange, property, which we all know what property is, bricks and mortar. Bonds, on the Sharia space, we have Sharia Sukuk bonds. And of course, with various financial institutes, we have money market accounts that yield interest. But on the Sharia space, there are certain financial institutes that offer you bank accounts that offer Sharia returns in terms of inverted commas interest.
Yes. So what are the pros and the cons from your perspective of each of these types or options that a person has?
It boils down at the end of the day to an individual's appetite for risk. So if we look at the equity market or investing in the stock exchange, that over time yields the best possible return. But an individual, that's appetite for risk. So if you're a young person or you're a person that has lots of money, you want to expose yourself to the equity market because that is investing in shares into companies and the returns deemed from there over time yield the best. But in the shorter term, you would experience negative growth, and it depends on the performance of the market. So if, like I said earlier, if you're a person that's young and has time on the side, on your side, or you're somebody that has extensive amounts of capital, you want to invest over a longer period of time and you want to consider the equity market. So equity market is a capital growth investment rather than an income paying investment. So yes, a lot of people have invested in the equity market over time and have built up a good nest egg for retirement. On the contrary, you have the more conservative investments that are property, cash, that is bank accounts, and the last one is bonds. So those are more conservative. Again, property is a long-term investment vehicle that is income yielding rather than a capital growth. Yes, property has capital growth as well because you have your income as well as your growth on your capital on in terms of the property.
Brother Ziad, now you know traditionally our communities, they were more inclined to property investment. Why was this so? Or why is this so?
Gee, we tend to find that amongst our community that we go for more income yielding investments rather than capital growth investments. So it's been over time that, you know, in our communities, the bricks and mortar. So it's been tradition from our fathers, forefathers, that the property has been the more favored investment vehicle rather than equity markets.
Yeah, now you referred to two things, income yielding investment and capital growth investment. Perhaps you could just unpack what is the income yielding investment and what is the capital growth investment?
So if you look at the four asset classes that I mentioned up front, equities, property, bonds, and cash. If you look at equities, those are capital growth investments. Yes, they give up dividends, company dividends, and hence which turns into profit, which is then paid out to the shareholders, which are the investors. Now, if you take property, you take property, bonds, and cash, those are income-yielding investments. Those pay interest, bonds yield, they give off a yield, a return, which in turn, it's not capital growth, but it's paid. So the yield is a rate that is offered to the client, and it's paid out, be it monthly, quarterly, biannually, or annually.
Brother Ziad, now, you know, how has COVID affected the way people have been investing nowadays?
So when the negative sentiments of COVID hit the equity, hit the markets early in February, middle of February towards the middle of March, the equity market dipped somehow 33% to 35%. However, since then, we have continuous effects on the market. So markets today are driven much more by sentiments. So we had the American elections come and gone, and all of these affect the market. So what has happened is COVID has basically leveled out. It dropped the markets, but all the sentiments are coming back. People are getting the confidence. And I just read an article yesterday on the CNN website. There seems to be an upheaval in the markets, and we expect 2021 to be a booming year on the market.
Very often, you know, what entices people is when there's an investment perspective that is presented and there's high yields of, of profits that come through monthly or, every quarterly or annually, and it's 15% or even more. How does one look out to what could be a potential Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme? And so often we find within our communities that people get caught in these things. What we often tell them is that when it seems too good to be true, it is in all likelihood too good to be true.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we got to be very careful in light of the various investment offerings out there. And normally we hedge it to what the conventional banks tend to offer. So if you understand very carefully and you look at the markets, you've got to ask yourself, what are the markets yielding? What is really happening in economics at the moment? And what are the conventional banks offering? And if you see that the returns that you are receiving are offered by the respective companies or institutes, and they just seem to be out of the norm, personally, I would say, you know what, be careful and see, basically be careful.
What advice would you share with our listeners, those wanting to make investment? What are the first steps they should take, and how can they gain further insight and information before they make the step to invest?
Absolutely. So the thing is, when it comes to investment, naturally it's money you don't need. I can't stress more on the point, or it's money you don't need, meaning that if I hypothetically earn whatever the capital value is, after, we always say save before you invest, right? So you take out your investment capital and you live with the balance. Sometimes there are percentages that we do mention to clients, that you pay X amount for your car and your bond, or you pay X amount for your expenses, and you should be trying to save. The norm is at least 20% of your gross income should be going towards savings. And if you have that capacity, it's money you don't need. The reason we say money you don't need is because over time you would experience positive and negative growth. No investment, even if it's under your mattress, it's not a safe investment. So you must be basically, if you're considering investing, you have that capital, it's money I don't need, and then you've got timelines. So if I want to take a shorter term investment, I'm going to utilize bank accounts. If I'm going to take longer term investment, I'm going to look at property, or I'm going to even look at the equity market. And I go back to the point that the equity market, yes, it's a nervy place, but if you can realize it's money that I don't need, it would be it would be an ideal place to be over time to get the best possible returns.
Fascinating, and you've made it really simple for us. You've given us insight into the basics of it, and we look forward to expanding the discussion further, inshallah, in the future. Ziad, jazakumullah khair for your valuable time.
Mufti, jazakumullah so much. I really appreciate it, and inshallah we hear from you soon again.
Ameen, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, sir, that was Ziad Chocha chatting to us about what we could say the nuts and bolts of investing, taking us through what are the various aspects, what we need to consider, what are the basic points that are linked to investing, and the basic categories of asset classes. That is what this is referred to, asset classes, shares, cash, property, and things like that. We look forward to taking that discussion further in the future, inshallah. Mulana Wajah, We're coming towards the end of the program for this morning. A number of issues that we covered on the program this morning, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Muftzab. It has been very interesting. As we took a look at these, the business news, there's a lot of other things that are taking place as far as business is concerned. And, the one important one, it's that time of the year. Children are writing the exams, matric exams, and next year they will be considering studying. As we said, there are many skills that they can consider. It's not just... sometimes we look for the more popular ones, but there are many other skills that we can consider and that we should consider. Taking up a career, you shouldn't just look at which name will make me famous, but which one will give a lot of meaning to my life, and in something that I can become as a service to people as well, which will fulfill a double role, because it will earn us a livelihood and it will give us a lot of fulfillment in our life as well. We took a look at the Lufthansa, the traveling becoming much more different nowadays, and then we also took a look at the Beitbridge border between South Africa and Zimbabwe and the plans that they have there to revitalize and to rebuild the entire project. Hopefully it won't be something, there won't be tender fraud going on yet, because that's normally what happens. They won't be missing billions and millions, and everything will be on par. Hopefully South Africa can maybe get something right.
Inshallah. That's what we leave for this morning. Until we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.